beginning last Friday, the emails were coming in to 570 News and my account directly, mike@570news.com. Concerns being raised over a scheduled performance during the opening celebrations for the annual Chris Kindle Market, which just wrapped up yesterday its 22nd year of operation in downtown Kitchener. I attended both Saturday night and stopped in again Sunday morning for some warm apple fritters, because apple fritters, right? And had a wonderful time with the family on Saturday night and gathering the apple fritters on Sunday morning. But it seems that the concerns stemmed from a group from Trinity Bible Chapel that were on stage on the Thursday evening during the opening festivities. And some from that group, or some who were in attendance watching that group's performance, say that the group was silenced before it could finish what it was doing on stage. And so we began to ask around, and we bring this story to you this morning for your consideration. Jacob Rayom is the pastor at Trinity Bible Chapel and joins us for a conversation this morning. Jacob, we appreciate your time. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
What is it that happened on Thursday night at Chris Kindle Market?
Right, so this is the second year that our church has been involved in the Chris Kindle Market, and we enjoyed it last year, and we were looking forward to it very much this year. The church comes, and we sing some Christmas carols, read the Christmas story, and we tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ, which is that he offers peace and goodwill to all. And so this year we came, and we were going to do the exact same thing, and all was fine until it came time for scripture reading. We'd sung a bunch of Christmas carols, and a grandmother from our church went up to the platform to read the Christmas story in German. And we figured we were following the city's lead, because after all, Chris Kindle is German for Christ Child. And so without notice, the grandmother who was reading the story, the Christmas story in German, her mic was turned off, and her voice was drowned out with elevator music. Now, I wondered if there was an error, like there was a technical error, and then I quickly realized as I looked around, no, this is intentional. And so I went over to the city staff with another person from our church, and we were informed that, yes, indeed, it was intentional, and there can be no reading of the Christmas story at the Chris Kindle Market. And so this grandmother from our church got off the stage after the being drowned out by the elevator music. She came off the stage, and she heard the exact same thing from the city staff. No scripture reading is permitted here. And then the sound was turned back on. Our team continued to sing Christmas songs, and then it was my turn to go up and explain the Christmas story in the same way that I did last year. And my mic was shut off, too, for the same reasons.
When you did this last year, Jacob, was the city aware, or was the organizing committee of Chris Kindle Market aware that you were going to be essentially preaching a short sermon? Did they know that last year?
Well, I don't know what they knew last year. All as I was told is that we were supposed to go to the Chris Kindle Market. We asked to go. They permitted us to go to do a presentation, and we did. There were no issues after last year. In fact, the city staff that we have communicated with after the event last year told us we did a great job, and they wanted to have us back again. So we came into this, I think, rightfully assuming that all was well.
Most of the, in fact, all, as far as I can tell, of the performances that happen on that sort of main stage during the opening ceremonies are music or song based, perhaps dancing included as well. Did you inform the organizers this time that you would again like to preach a sermon to the crowd?
Well, I think we need to understand that we were there last year. We did the exact same thing.
And I understand.
We were re-invited this year to do the exact same thing that we did last year.
So I'm just, what I'm trying to get at, Jacob, is if you made it clear that you would be, as well as singing some songs, you would be preaching a sermon. Were the organizers aware of that? Or did you just go in thinking that you'll do the same as you did last year?
Yeah, we went in thinking that we'd do the exact same thing that we did last year and assume that we were following the city's lead. After all, Chris Kindle is German for Christ Child, and we figured there'd be nothing wrong with reading the Christmas story at the Christ Child Market, and even the Christmas story in German, being this is a German Christmas celebration. And again, when the grandmother from our church did this, her mic was cut and she was drowned out by elevator music.
Do you feel that's the appropriate setting to share your message?
Well, if Christmas time is not the appropriate setting to share the message of Jesus Christ and offer his love and forgiveness and mercy to the world, I don't know what is. I mean, I think that this is a very appropriate setting to tell people that the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He died on the cross, and through his bloody death, God in heaven offers mercy and forgiveness to mankind.
I understand your point for sure. I'm just wondering, again, given the venue, perhaps that is a lesson better stated or preached in your church as opposed to on a public square.
Well, I mean, if the Christmas message is not welcomed in the public square at Christmas time during a Christmas festival, I mean, that would be certainly a major shame and disappointment if that's where we've come to as a society. But if that's the case, and if the Christmas message is not welcome at City Hall in the public square, then I guess that's the way it is, Mike. But we walked into this under the impression that we were simply following the city's lead, given the name of the event is Chris Kindle, which is the word for Christ Child. So if we have done anything wrong, I certainly don't believe that we have, and we certainly weren't told that we did last year. In fact, everything that we received from City Hall last year was absolutely positive. It was encouraging. And we have had a very good working relationship with the people down there since and before. So this came as a major surprise to us. We're shocked. We don't understand, and we're befuddled.
As I mentioned at the outset, Jacob, I've received numerous emails and messages about what happened on Thursday evening from the perspective of exactly what you're describing, the surprise at being having the microphones turned off. Have you had any communication with the city or the organizers of Chris Kindle Market to share your concerns?
So one of our staff members at our church had contacted City Hall afterwards, so that would be Friday morning. But at the event, we were certainly told by the event coordinators, no reading of scripture. That was the specific issue. And so one of our staff contacted City Hall on Friday and did receive an email which indicated something similar, yeah.
What scripture were you intending to read?
I believe it was from Luke chapter 2, which would be the birth account of Jesus Christ, which tells the story. It's the same story, really, that Linus told at the end of the Charlie Brown Christmas special. So we kind of feel like, you know, what's Christmas all about, Charlie Brown? Well, here's what it's all about, and it's about the birth of Jesus Christ and God announcing his goodwill and forgiveness through Jesus Christ to all of humanity, and it's like the trap door was pulled on Linus.
Will you be planning to attend the Chris Kindle Market again next year?
Oh, we certainly hope so. We really enjoy it. Our people go out, they spend money there, the kids skate. It's something that our church very much looks forward to, and we feel as if it's an opportunity. It's our service to the community to go out, sing Christmas carols. I mean, we don't sing festive songs. We don't sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but our emphasis at Christmas time is the incarnation of Jesus Christ, because we believe that this is wonderful news, and it is God's proclamation that indeed there is hope through humanity through the person of Jesus Christ.
So if we learn from this year's experience, Jacob, and the message to Trinity Bible Chapel next year is please come sing the Christmas carols, but there will be no scripture reading, will you still appear on stage?
Well, if the City Hall came back at us and said that, look, our desire is to work with City Hall, but if they came back at us and said that, I think that would be a real shame. I mean, I don't know who's ever been to a concert where the performers at the concert don't actually say things. I've seen people at the Chris Kindle Market say things between their sets, and that's what we were doing. The predominant emphasis of our concert was singing the good news of Christmas in song. I mean, that was, you look at our set, that's exactly what it was. with the exception of a small reading of scripture, and then I think about a 3-minute Christmas message. If you want to call it a sermon, that's fine, but I think it was more of an explanation of the Christmas message and a proclamation of it there. But again, overwhelmingly, it was singing about Jesus Christ in song and God's good news of salvation through him.
I understand completely. I just want to understand clearly, if next year your chapel is told that it may not do anything related to scripture, but you are welcome to sing and perhaps dance, will you still attend? Or is the delivery of the scripture the most important aspect to you?
Well, the delivery of the message of Jesus Christ has been the most important aspect of Christians for 2,000 years. So we want to tell people that Christ was born of a virgin. And we believe this. Our people have believed this. Our forebears have died and suffered for this. We want to proclaim this to folks. Now, if the city hall says, at a Christmas festival, you cannot talk about Jesus Christ in between your songs, I think that would be a major, major blight upon our city. I don't think it would be good. I think it would be very bad.
I understand.
But if that's the direction they want to go, I mean, that's their choice. That's their prerogative.
Okay. The direction I think we're going right now is in a circle. But I do appreciate your time, Jacob, and thank you very much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it.
Jacob Rayom is the pastor at Trinity Bible Chapel. I just wanted to know if Trinity Bible Chapel would take part if they were told up front that scripture reading and the delivery of a message, even at 3 minutes, yeah, I'll call it a sermon for sure. Sometimes I wish the priest at my church kept it to 3 minutes. But anyway, I just wanted to know if they would attend, again, knowing in advance that scripture reading was not part of it. I do have a statement from the city to read to you in just a moment, but Bill is already on the phone. He wants to weigh in on this. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good day, Mike.
Good day.
How are you doing?
Good.
So I was just curious, was there as far as this event goes and what they did or didn't do, did they break any laws I know there's separation of church and state, but was there any laws broken?
No, this isn't about breaking the law, though, Bill. This is about following.
I'm asking. Yeah. That's why I'm asking.
No, well, I think you're asking rhetorically, right? Because
I don't know. Is there any laws that were broken? No.
Okay. Well, in that case, no, absolutely not. Not to my knowledge, is there a law that has been broken? What was broken, as I understand it, was the spirit of the agreement of this performance, which included singing and dancing, but no scripture, correct?
Oh, okay. Because I was just curious, lots of times people get up on stage and promote lots of different things, and I just wondered if it was a case of, freedom of speech again. But, I mean, lots of people get up and promote or push a certain agenda, and I'm just wondering, what's the threat of this, of telling a Christmas story? And I'm not pushing forward, or I'm just objectively asking, what's the threat of telling the Christmas story? Like, who's it threatening?
There's no threat, Bill. Nobody feels threatened. It was a breach of the spirit of the agreement, which was you may sing, you may dance, but there will be no sermon. There will be no delivery of any message, 3 minutes or otherwise. And Trinity Bible Chapel decided to still deliver its message.
So there was an agreement prior.
Correct.
I see. Good.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call and the clarifying questions. Kevin and Jerry want to weigh in too. Let me share, please, because we couldn't get somebody from the city to join the show, but we do have a statement and I want to read that to you. It reads as follows. Chris Kindle Market is a partnership between the Chris Kindle Market Committee, dedicated community volunteers, and the city. Every year, the Chris Kindle Committee evaluates a number of applications from performers who want to participate as part of the entertainment program for the market. Trinity Bible Chapel applied to have their band perform in the entertainment portion of the evening. Entertainment is described in the program as bands, choirs, and dancers. They did not indicate that they intended to read scripture or provide a sermon during their performance. In its 22-year history, Chris Kindle Market has never had scripture or sermons as part of its scheduled programming, and there is no venue for this within the 4-day event. Trinity Bible Chapel was the last performance of the evening, and when the band's music ended, staff did mute the microphone and turned on the ambient music. It was clear there was some confusion with the church as to why the mic was muted, and staff explained that a sermon was not part of the approved program. However, They recognized that there was an expectation on the church's part that they would deliver a sermon and therefore permitted the pastor to carry on without the amplification system. The city is proud to host the Chris Kindle Market, celebrating the spirit of Christmas with food, crafts, Christmas carols, and more. On opening night, a procession from Victoria Park to City Hall is led by the Chris Kindle, accompanied by Mary and Joseph, who recreate a live nativity scene before the lighting of the Christmas tree. These faith-based traditions are an important part of the market and help make it the special event that it is. That's the statement from the city. I would be twisted about this if Trinity Bible Chapel was not allowed to practice its faith at its church or at other areas where it gathers. I am in no way twisted by this based on the venue where the church wished to deliver its message. The entertainment portion includes bands, choirs, singing, dancing, etc. It doesn't include a sermon. That was understood, at least on the part of the organizing committee, up front. I have no problem whatsoever with delivering the message of the church. In fact, I believe I allowed for that to happen from Pastor Rayom just this morning. He wanted to, well, I allowed for the message to be delivered right here on our radio station, and that's fine with me. I made that decision coming in. You obviously had the opportunity to change the channel if you wanted to. But in this case, I think there was an understanding coming in, and that understanding was that there would be no sermon or scripture as part of the entertainment. So I'm okay with the decision made at the market last Thursday night. Clearly, members of the church are not, and that's okay too. But let's not get confused by some sort of stifling of freedom of speech or freedom of religion. Nobody says Trinity Bible Chapel can't practice and preach its faith. It was just pointed out that the venue was not agreed upon. Tell us what you think on the Mike Farwell Show. We're always interested in your thoughts on 570 News.
Before you read about it later, hear it first on the Mike Farwell Show. Back with more local talk on local issues. The Mike Farwell Show on 570 News.
I don't know what they knew last year. All as I was told is that we were supposed to go to the Chris Kindle Market. We asked to go. They permitted us to go to do a presentation, and we did. There were no issues after last year. In fact, the city staff that we had communicated with after the event last year told us we did a great job, and they wanted to have us back again. So we came into this, I think, rightfully assuming that all was well.
Pastor Jacob Rayom of Trinity Bible Chapel. They put on a performance as part of opening ceremonies at Chris Kindle Market last Thursday. But when it came to reading scripture and delivering a message, in the words of the church, I call it a sermon, to the crowd, the microphones were silenced. The city says this is because the performance, as applied for, included music and bands, not preaching. I certainly see the city's point on this. Nobody is saying Trinity Bible Chapel is not allowed to celebrate its faith and preach its message. It's just saying that this was not the venue where that was permitted. 519-570-2545, star 570, 1-800-570-5715. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, it took a lot of steam out of my point after hearing the that release from the city. Certainly gives a different perspective on it. I wonder if they did preach last year. Wonder why, or appears that nobody from the city reached out to them and say, hey, you know what, you got away with it last year, you can't do that again this year. But the thought I do have is just reading the Christmas story out of the Bible, I'm kind of scratching my head, what's the big deal about that? Because they did have Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in the manger there. That's okay, but the whole story as to why that's there isn't all to be spoken. So I'm kind of scratching my head on that one.
Jerry, I understand. I've got lots of people lined up. I'm going to keep moving on. I think the issue here, and it was pointed out in the statement from the city, the pastor was allowed to continue delivering his message without the use of amplification. But that's the real key. You want to read some scripture, that's one part. But delivering the message is completely another. James, what do you think?
Hey, Mike, here's my take on this, and I am not the guy to take away somebody's freedom of expression. I would never do that. And you can hear the passion in the pastor's voice about what he's doing, and I think that's terrific. However, in the United States, it's called the First Amendment to the Constitution, and that doesn't allow the government to suppress one's freedom of expression, freedom of the press, or freedom to speak. So if you look at some of the people that do preaching on the street down there, they do it loudly and avec vigueur, and it's their thing, but you can't do it with a microphone. You can't do it with a megaphone, because in Canada, that's called interrupting other people's reasonable enjoyment. So in this case, I think they actually got it right. It's their microphone, it's their venue, it's their rule. That doesn't stop them from going out onto a public area and doing what they need to do, but without amplification. That's just the way I see it.
James, that is an excellent point. I could not agree more. Speaker's Corner is just a few blocks away from Carl's Air Square. Jeremy, what do you make of this?
Hey, just an alternate thought for you guys.
Yeah.
Everyone has a worldview, and nobody's neutral. So nobody's neutral to God. So you're either for God or against God. So everybody is preaching. It's just a matter of what message is going forward. So the question I have is, to be consistent with the city's argument, would they allow Trinity Bible Chapel to preach through song? Would they, you know, if the Christmas story had a little bit of music behind it, and the words were put to a melody, and it was the same words going out, everything else, would they allow that to go forward? Because, you know, on that day, the city is actually preaching too. The city's preaching their message of humanistic secularization of society. They're preaching it by muting the mic. So everyone is preaching a message, whether it's a secular artist or a Christian artist. So, I mean, let's try and value consistency here. Would they allow that? And I'm just curious of your thoughts on that.
It's a good question. I think it's an interesting turn of logic. You're either for God or against God, but everybody's interpretation, you're right, of what they're delivering and how you are receiving it. I hear where you're coming from on that. My greatest thought in all of this is it's really too bad this wonderful market has had this controversy embedded in it. I really think that the chapel here went against the spirit of the agreement. Chris, I've got about 30 seconds. I'm going to let you get the last word here.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike. And city staff do a great job. I'm a member of Trinity Bible Chapel, and it's a super event. The one thing that I have to ask, just following up on Jeremy's point there, is that the Christmas carol, if there is the message in the Christmas carol. So it's not about that the message is not going out. The gospel is sung through song. I mean, it's right there. And
so why not just be, Chris, I'm sorry, I'm so short on time, but why not just be satisfied then with singing? Why the sermon?
Yeah, because it gives you have the opportunity to speak personally to people.
Okay.
And without the melody, it's just a clear message.
Got it,
that's,
Chris.
That's important.
I got to run. I'm so sorry. But again, I think you made my point. If you're getting the message out through the song, then just honor the spirit of the agreement and drop the message, the spoken message portion of it. Good conversation. Tough one to be sure, but these are the conversations we must have. On the Mike Farwell Show, we appreciate your participation on 570 News and Rogers TV. The news.